Everything was going along just fine. Jesus was at a dinner party, presumably thrown in his honor, at the home of his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. The first sentences describing that evening sound familiar and comfortable, an intimate gathering of old friends. The men are at the table and the women are serving, as was the custom at the time. All is well. Although the conversation is not shared with us, we might suspect the gathered group is just talking about the Passover celebration that will happen in the next few days. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem for the annual celebration, as would be many others. In just one moment, and through just one action, the mood of the entire evening shifts. What was just a comfortable gathering of friends becomes a finger-pointing judgment fest. Mary pours a pound of expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus. She is displaying her love for him in an extravagant way. A pound of perfume is an extravagant amount. The aroma fills the house. There's no doubt that it would. The house that just recently reeked with the stench of death that covered Lazarus is now filled with the smell of beautiful perfume. Mary, knowing without doubt the life-giving love of Christ, pours out her love for him in a way that cannot be mistaken. But it is. There's always one in the crowd looking to find fault, and the one who looks to find fault or blame or misdeeds always will. In the pericope we have this evening, the fault finder is Judas. At least the one who finds fault with Mary's generosity. Perhaps this is the originating event of the well-used phrase, "No good deed goes unpunished." Thankfully, Jesus comes quickly to her defense. He knows the hearts of everyone at this gathering. Mary has acted out of love, and Judas has acted out of self-centered judgmentalism. Not only does Jesus attempt to rearrange Judas's self-righteous judgmentalism, the author of this gospel jumps on the bandwagon as well, wanting to make sure that we know just what sort of no good character Judas was. We're given two asides, one that Judas is going to betray Jesus, and the other that not only does Judas not care about the poor, he's also a thief. He's presented as despicable. We don't like him one bit. He's not someone we want around. Mr. All-Around Bad Guy for all of history. He and his self-absorbed, holier-than-thou attitude deserves to get whatever he gets. There's just not enough damning for him. Have you ever wondered what became of Judas's soul? Was he, as was proclaimed in Jesus Christ Superstar, damned for all time? Were his actions beyond forgiveness? Was Judas's betrayal any worse than Peter's denial? Or did his suicide cut short the public forgiveness given to Peter and the others who hid or ran away? If Judas is beyond forgiveness, what about you and me? We come here to go with Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to the cross. Sometimes the cross we carry seems so very heavy. Our lives are so full of heaviness, things that weigh on our minds and our hearts and our souls. There are things that we have done and left undone. We have been self-righteous and arrogant. We have been sure that we are right. We have not truly cared for our neighbors, be they wealthy or be they poor. And we bring all of this with us and more. Our sadness, our insecurities, all those things that make our steps so heavy and so in need of a Savior, a Redeemer. One who can take all those things to the cross and turn them into new life. Listen again to the words of the psalmist that we joined in just a few minutes ago. Listen to them with ears of those who are carrying a heavy load and need to give it over to Christ. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save both man and beast, O Lord. How priceless is your love, O God! Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Continue in your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart. Let not the foot of the proud come near me, nor the hand of the wicked push me aside. These are words of comfort, words of assurance for those who trust in the Lord to take our heaviness, the heaviness of our lives, and bring us to a place of light and refreshment. As we continue this journey, let us offer ourselves and our lives to God, to Christ, that we may have our load lifted and our sins forgiven. Amen.